This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the crime prevention minister urges the public against taking matters into their own hands amid concerns regarding revenge crimes. The former attorney general, Sir Henry Ford, to be laid to rest today. The man accused of killing his uncle at a funeral home remanded to prison. The Barbados entertainment sector reports a surge in November events for independence. PAHO issues an alert for measles in the Caribbean due to a recent increase of cases. And Kamala Harris and Donald Trump will campaign in Wisconsin today with just 4 days to go before the presidential election. Good afternoon. I am Crystal J. Paul. Details to the news just ahead. The crime prevention minister, Corey Lane, is appealing to citizens to avoid taking matters into their own hands amid growing concerns about revenge crimes across the island. Acting Commissioner of Police Erwin Boyce earlier this week said the police service spoke about an increasing number of intentional homicides and said a more holistic approach is needed to deal with these matters. Speaking with Starcom Network News, Mr. Lane condemned acts of revenge-fueled violence.
We have a justice system, and what we want is justice and not revenge, because for me it's important that citizens not take things and matters in their own hands, and that they understand that we have a justice system, because who gives us the right to be judge, jury, and executioner? And it's regardless of the person, the past, or the situation. I've said in the past, and I would reiterate, I think that citizens should learn their rights and the protocols as it relates to citizens' arrest and so on, because in the past, I have seen citizens detain persons who have committed brazen crimes and hold them until the correct persons get on the scene, and those correct persons are called the Barbados Police Service.
He urged Barbadians to allow the law to do its job.
So I make an appeal to the public not to take matters into your own hands, because you may be doing something that you believe to be very right, but in the eyes of the law, you are very wrong. So what you believe to be right could make you end up on the side of the law that you don't want to end up. As horrific as the persons or crimes may be, we may have our own thoughts on it. I may have my own thoughts on it. But at the end of the day, we are a country of laws, and we are a country of law and order. So I would like to say categorically, I do not encourage vigilante justice, because at the end of the day, we are not seeking revenge. We are seeking justice.
Crime Prevention Minister Corey Lane. This morning, family and friends gathered at the Christchurch Parish Church to bid farewell to former Attorney General Sir Henry Debule Ford. Among those paying respects were President Sandra Mason, Prime Minister Mia Motley, and members of both political parties. In her tribute, Prime Minister Motley highlighted Sir Henry's significant contributions to the fields of law and politics in Barbados. A stalwart of the Barbados Labour Party, Sir Henry served as opposition leader for 6 years. He also chaired the Constitution Review Commission and was celebrated as a strong advocate for women's rights. Highlighting his loyalty to the BLP after its loss in the 1991 general election, Ms. Motley spoke to the values and character of what she said made Sir Henry a great leader.
And if I have to say today, what are the things that inspire me to ask this country to summon itself to the beacons of excellence that we are focusing on as we do everything else on the economy and as we do everything else on the Constitution and the institutions, more than any single achievement, it was the example of Henry Ford in 1991 remaining faithful to his values and principles that only mean something when it is inconvenient to stand by them. And that single example that cost him the highest job in this land, that will forever stand with me as his greatest legacy, because he taught me in very simple ways that the means never justify the ends.
Prime Minister Mia Motley in the lunchtime edition. In response to recent concerns about a potential milk shortage, legal and corporate affairs manager at Pine Hill Dairy, Lisa Ridley-Paul, explained the situation stems from two key areas: this local supply of white milk and the availability of imported ingredients needed for other dairy products. Ms. Ridley-Paul told Starcom Network News there's a steady supply of whole and 2% milk from local farmers. She believes the importation of heifers into the island in December will enhance local production further.
On the local side, I'm pleased to say that we have initiated several operational improvements internally, which has seen a reduction of losses of raw milk. And we have been working very closely with our farmers, and we're seeing a steadying of the raw milk availability from our local dairy farmers in line with what we experienced last year. Overall, we have improved availability of white milks, namely the whole milk and the 2% milk on our shelf. And we are pleased that the partnership efforts with the farmers and with the government continue to take legs. We are fully aware that heifers are going to be imported and arriving in December. So again, we're really on track for growing that side of the business.
Legal and Corporate Affairs Manager at Pine Hill Dairy, Lisa Ridley-Paul. She also noted that as of the 1st of November, evaporated milk is now back on shelves in major supermarkets following successful product reformulation efforts. The Entertainment Association of Barbados reports an increase in the number of scheduled events this November as part of the independence celebrations. President of the association, Rudy Maloney, tells Starcom Network News the entertainment industry is looking to draw visitors to the island and stimulate economic activity during the peak tourism season.
In November alone, people will see a number of posters out, some with international acts. A lot of them have on local acts. So there were a number of events happening. The events have a number of different aspects. Some are garden parties, some are beach parties. So there are a number of things for people to select and do. It will be an interesting November. We're hoping that persons from around the world will come to Barbados for and celebrate our independence and celebrate with us for a number of events that are happening. We are looking forward to it. To November into January, and you will see that the activities continue. So for the next 3 months, there will be a number of activities. Hopefully, a number of persons will visit Barbados. That's what the industry is really aiming for, to generate economic activity.
President of the Entertainment Association, Rudy Maloney. The Pan-American Health Organization has issued an epidemiological alert due to the recent identification of clusters and cases of measles in the Americas, including the Caribbean. It is urging the region to intensify its vaccination and surveillance efforts. And finally, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are both going to be campaigning in the key swing state of Wisconsin later, with 4 days left to go. The focus has shifted to the Midwest, with both Republican Vice President Pick J.D. Vance and his Democratic counterpart Tim Walz to appear in Michigan. Recapping the headlines, the crime prevention minister urges the public against taking matters into their own hands amid concerns regarding revenge crimes. The former Attorney General, Sir Henry Ford, to be laid to rest today. The man accused of killing his uncle at a funeral home remanded to prison. The Barbados entertainment sector reports a surge in November events for independence. PAHO issues an alert for measles in the Caribbean due to a recent increase of cases. And Kamala Harris and Donald Trump will campaign in Wisconsin today, with just 4 days to go before the presidential election. That was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Thank you very much, Crystal J. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.